Chapter 3. Detective Stones picked up the phone. It was the hospital. He recognized the voice.
John, it's George Jacobs here. You need to come to the hospital. I've examined the body and discovered something very interesting.
What is it? Asked Detective Stones.
I thought it was just an accident. Come over here. I don't want to talk about it on the phone, the doctor said, and put the phone down.
Escombe Hospital was a 15-minute drive across the city. It was a large, busy place. The detective didn't go to the main entrance. He turned left and walked towards a small building on its own. There was no sign to say what the building was. Detective Stones didn't need a sign to tell him what was inside. He'd been here many times before. This is where the hospital kept the dead bodies. This is where most of his investigations began.
Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Detective Stones tried to sound cheerful. It was difficult. This wasn't a happy place.
I'm fine, John, thank you. It's nice to see you again, said Dr. George Jacobs, who was a grey-haired man in his 60s.
He had worked here for as long as John could remember. In fact, he was the doctor when Detective Stones made his first visit. He was just a nervous, young police officer then. He remembered nearly fainting during his first visit. That was a very long time ago, though. He had seen many bodies since then.
So, Doctor, what's this interesting information you have for me?
Well, replied the doctor, when the body arrived, the ambulance workers said it was an accident. They said a train hit the man.
Yes, said the detective. We found him next to the railway track this morning. We think he was trying to cross the track last night.
Well, continued the doctor, this was no accident. Look. The doctor pulled away the white sheet that covered the body. There was a large wound in the man's stomach area.
A train didn't do this, said the doctor. This is a stab wound. Someone murdered this poor man.
Are you sure? Asked the detective. He was very surprised. He was proud of his skill and his experience as a murder detective. However, this time, he had made a mistake.
Of course I'm sure. This is definitely a knife wound. Nothing else can do this, the doctor said, and he pointed at the man's stomach. Did you look around when you were there?
Yes, replied Detective Stones, but not for very long. I thought it was an accident, not a murder. So I just had a quick look, and then we took the body away.
Well, you need to go back and check the area properly. Perhaps the murderer threw the knife away. It was a big one, and it won't be difficult to find if it's there.
Detective Stones left the hospital and drove back to the station. He was angry with himself. How could he be so wrong? At the station, he told his boss about the murder. Then he made some phone calls and returned to the railway track. It was getting late, and the sky was growing dark. There was a lot to do before he could go home. The scene at the railway track looked very different now. There was tape around the area, and there were strong lights shining. There was a white tent where the body had been. Police officers were searching the ground. Detective Stones joined them. As dawn broke, he finally went home. The police officers continued the search.